This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Human Rights Watch says that despite a pledge by the King of Bahrain 4 years ago, the country's security forces continue to torture detainees using electric shocks, beatings, and sexual abuse. The Office of Management and Budget expects the DOL to release its final rule on overtime for workers making less than $50,000 annually in July 2016. An artist was sentenced to death in Saudi Arabia for poems written years ago that the country now thinks were anti-religion. Iran also announced that Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been sentenced to prison charged with spying. Adele's new album, 25, is number one on Apple iTunes in 110 countries. Internet companies have tripled their federal lobbying, now rising to $47.5 million over the last 5 years, just a bit less than the auto industry spends. Planned Parenthood has again sued the state of Texas over its attempts to cut off Medicaid reimbursement at its clinics here. In another Planned Parenthood contest, a federal appeals court has ruled Wisconsin's abortion law is unconstitutional in barring doctors at clinics without admitting privileges in nearby hospitals. Most Republican tax proposals lean towards taxing consumption rather than income. Movie theaters in Great Britain have rejected a commercial running before films based on the Lord's Prayer as crossing the line in a secular country. According to the United Nations, weather-related disasters in the past 20 years have killed more than 600,000 people, wounded 4.1 billion others, and caused almost $2 trillion in damages. Saboteurs have knocked out power lines from the Ukraine to Crimea in a sign of ongoing conflict over Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. From 1999 to 2012, the number of American adults using prescription drugs rose to 59% from 51%, and those who took five or more medications increased to 15% from 8.2%. Expecting hundreds of thousands to get drones for Christmas, the FAA has begun making proposals for registration and promulgating other rules. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.